Oh, thank you, Celeste, for that wonderful song. Ah. There were times when I thought I couldn't carry on, but I wouldn't last too long. No, there were times when I thought I couldn't last too long, but now I know I'm able to carry on. Yes, thank you for that. Let's give a wonderful thanks to our trio. Yes. This is a wonderful time to give thanks. You know, we are in the midst of change and transformation. But we know that we are able to carry on. We are able to carry on. I also want to acknowledge and take the time to acknowledge the recent tragedy, of course, of the plane crash that happened and the loss of lives, and especially so many of them being young people who were just getting started, who were doing something that they were excited about, you know, and loved and wanted to perfect. And so we want to send light, of course, to those beautiful souls and their families and anyone whose lives have been touched by that event. But I was also thinking there's just so much loss right now, whether it's loss through the wildfires in California, or people have lost everything that they had and owned, or whether people are still losing their lives in the Middle East. There's war going on in Africa and the Congo, and millions of people are still dying and starving, and most of us don't know about that portion of the world because it's always the last to be recorded and acknowledged. But there's definite loss happening there and need happening there. And so we're at a time, such a powerful time on the planet, where, you know, we truly are needed, that our light is needed. And I've been thinking about, just before the accidents, but for a while, I've been thinking about how our lives could change in the blink of an eye. Just like that, you can wake up and have some event, and your life is completely altered from that moment. And I was thinking, we haven't been a month into this new regime. I don't call it an administration, I call it a regime. Not even into a whole month yet. And some people have been filled with sheer fear of mass deportations that are taking place, raids that are taking place. Others are really holding the vibration of anxiety, whether they have a job or will have a job in the future, or whether some people are concerned about whether they're going to get their benefits. Is my Social Security and Medicare, well, my benefits that I need to help support my life and my lifestyle, will I get that? Will that be changed? Others are worried about funding for their programs that are essential, food, you know, shortages, and it's just a lot. So I said, we have fear, chaos, change, and confusion in only 14 days. It's only been 14 days. And yet the vibration of those things are running rampant in our nation and around the world as well. And so the message that I'm getting is that we need to be ready to change on a dime. So I'm so glad that Spirit had you bring Sam Cooke's song, you know, because that's the message that we're getting. We need to be ready to change on a dime. In a moment's notice, we might be asked to move in this direction, to do something we've not done before. And so we need, what's the phrase that says, if you are always ready, you don't have to worry about getting ready. We need to be ready. Because what's happening on the planet right now, and it's all a part of this universal, global, spiritual transformation that is happening. It's a movement. But things do seem to be moving at the speed of light, right? Everything is fast at this moment. Speed of light. And that can be quite unsettling if you're not prepared for it, right? If you're not prepared for it mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all this shifting and changing, upside down. But if you're prepared for it, you know how to best handle it. And so I was working with this series. I've been moved to do this series on amplifying your light. And this is part three, but you can go back and look at parts one and two. But this is about amplifying our light so that as light bearers, we have ways in which to maneuver through these challenging and changing times. Right? How to move through successfully. As light bearers, light workers, as healers, as metaphysicians, as truth tellers, as truth finders. As I was driving in, I said, I was going to say truth seekers. And Spirit said, the time for seeking is over. It's about finding. Right? We've been looking for it long enough. Now we need to be about it. So, but this is the time and this is our moment, you see, to not only heal and transform our own individual lives, because it always starts with self, it always starts within first, but also as a light bearer, metaphysician, teacher, healer, whatever you want to call yourself, spiritual being, child of God, is our moment to also begin to figure out how can we help heal and transform this world. Because we are here to be a light in the midst of darkness. And so, as such, we really can't afford to let ourselves be overcome or to be downtrodden or depressed or in despair about what is happening. We may have momentarily moments of feeling down and depressed or feeling some anxiety and feeling a little stressed, but we cannot pitch a tent and dwell in that emotion. We cannot afford to do that. You know, so you can be down, but you don't have to be downcast. You can experience something, but you don't dwell in that limited vibration. At some point, our spirituality must supersede our humanity. So I'm not saying we don't have these feelings and emotions. I have them as well. But I'm learning I must work through them. When I wake up in the morning and I do my test to see where my spirit lies in that moment, sometimes I get up and I'm good, I'm ready to go. Other times I get up and I recognize, ooh, I need a little get up and go. I need a little pick me up. I need a little shift. I need a little change. My vibration isn't heading where I need it to go, so I have to do my work. Whether it's smiling or saying my yes or reading a scripture or pumping myself up, but I need to shift my vibration so that I can go into the day doing what I need to do. So in this series, I'm looking at practical things that we know every day. But we did yes and thank you as a spiritual vibration that we have at our disposal. We talked about watching our consciousness, making sure that our thoughts and feelings are in alignment, checking ourselves out. When I get up and I'm in that feeling of a low vibration, I say, something's out of alignment. Let me get my thinking and my feeling in alignment so that I have a vibration that is strong and can carry me. So we want to look at some of these spiritual things that we can do to make sure that we are continuing on our way to shine brightly, to be empowered, to be a light in the midst of darkness, because change is not going to come. Change is here. And we have to be able to maneuver through it. We're going to be like what I call spiritual alchemists, knowing how to turn lead into gold or darkness into light. That's our mission right now. And it begins, of course, with each of us because we are indeed, what? The light of the world. So this is no more, you know, just a talking about it. We have to be about it. So I'm sharing some tools and some practical spiritual actions that we can take. Because I've been noticing with myself when I was feeling stuck or whenever I feel stuck, I said, you need to move your energy. I need to move. I need to do something positive, contribute something, clean up the room, do something to get my energy moving. And so I need to do something. And I said, it says in the scripture that came, that was given to me this morning to share, and the scripture comes from James 1, 22 to 25. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So before we even go further, it's saying, look, I love that you all are here. I want you to be here with me. It feels good for us to be in community. We need each other. We need to be in the vibration of one another so that if I am down, I could look out here and see a smile, or somebody's going to pick me up, or I can offer a smile. We need to be in community right now. But it says, don't deceive yourself just because you're sitting and you're here and you're listening that somehow you're doing your work. Mm-mm, you got to be a doer, right? So it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man or woman he or she was. Meaning, you know, while you're looking at yourself, oh, yeah, yeah, the moment you leave, you forget everything. Right? So if we're just hearing the word, we're going to forget. It's the doing of the word, bringing it to life, taking action, being in the flow that keeps things in our remembrance and keeps the energy and spirit moving and flowing. So we can't just hear it. We must do it, right? He says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, looking into the truth and continuing in the truth, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. So we have a call as light bearers to be light doers, workers. And not just to hear the truth, but to actually live it so that it becomes an energy force within us and we're able to then live out the truth that we know. This is about practical. One of the things I love about our approach, we call it practical Christianity. We got to practice. Your life is a spiritual practice. What are we doing with it? And so, you know, we're not going to be upset about what's happening. We're going to be about it. We're going to do whatever is ours to do. Now, because things are indeed changing at the speed of light, and they are moving very, very quickly, we have to recognize, how do we approach this thing called life right now? And how can we deal with things that may be unfamiliar with us, right? Because there's some things happening. This is new for a lot of people. We've never had to worry, you know, about mass deportation. You never had to really worry about whether or not there would be food in the supermarkets on a continual basis. We didn't have to worry about, but this is going to be different. So we've got to prepare ourselves in a different way. So what I'm thinking is, we're going to have to learn how to make decisions and maybe even move quickly. You know, usually we had so much time to think about it and dwell and, you know, The energy on the planet is we need to know, to move, to do what is ours to do. So the time of sitting around and, you know, just twiddling your thumb, So because that may be unfamiliar with how we move about, we're going to have to recognize, I need to know what it is I need to be about right now. What's the right thing for me to do in any given moment or any given situation? Should I do this? You know, we've got to be attuned. So as a light bearer, the call is to be attuned to divine guidance. To be attuned to divine guidance, because part of amplifying your light, light is wisdom, light is knowledge, light is this sense of truth, a revelation, but part of amplifying your light is knowing what to do and when to do it. Knowing what to do and when to do it. But what if I were to tell you that we have a built-in way of knowing what to do and when to do it? That we have a very natural access to knowing what to do and when to do it. Divine guidance is always at hand. It's always available. This is what the scripture, listen to some of these scriptures. This is the first scriptures from John 14, verse 15 through 17. And it says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you, He's the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. And in the other, that was from the New Living Translation, the King James translation of it says this: if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he will abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you like orphans. I will come to you. And then it says this in John 16, verses 13 through 15. And this is what it says. I think I will read first from the New Living Translation. He says, and he's talking to his disciples now. He says, there's so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. You know, there was so much that he just knew they couldn't handle it. But look, that was 2,000 years ago. We ought to be able to handle it now. Okay? So he says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine, and that is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. And the message puts it this way. I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. But when the friend comes, the Spirit of the truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen. And indeed, out of all that I have done and said, he will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said he takes from me and delivers to you. In a day or so, you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so, you will. So there's this thing that is the Spirit of truth that Jesus, speaking to his disciples and to us, said that he was going to give us. And this Spirit of truth would reveal things to us, would bring truth to us, would tell us about the future if we needed that, would have us to understand what do we need to know in any given moment. And it's with you. It's with you and it is within you, always. That's a powerful thing, this Spirit of truth. Now, I was saying that divine guidance is always being given to us. Sometimes, you know, people will come and they'll say, I just don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You might not want to do it. You might want to convince yourself you don't know what to do, but you know, because there's always that part of you that knows the truth. And so what's happening is we're always being given divine guidance. We're always being given truth. It's always being revealed. However, we miss it sometimes. We miss it because either we haven't asked for it. There's several ways we can get it. We can ask for it, and sometimes we haven't asked for this help. Help is available, but sometimes the Bible says that, you know, you have not because you what? You ask not. So sometimes, instead of stewing in the situation and, you know, going around, ask. You know what? I need a little help. Ask instead of going around in a circle. So sometimes it's because we haven't asked or we haven't been listening for it. We haven't listened, or, you know, we can't really hear it. It's given, but we don't listen and we don't hear. Or, better yet, sometimes we do hear, but we ignore. I hear, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to go over here. Right? We ignore it. And then sometimes we simply just don't recognize it as guidance. We've asked, we've prayed, and the answer comes, but we don't recognize it because it's unfamiliar. How that comes maybe might be unfamiliar to us. But this living Spirit, you know, the Bible calls it the Spirit of the truth. We in Unity call it the living Spirit of truth. which is a viable energy that is within us, it's there. And as a light bearer, it behooves us to ask. Ask for its help. Ask for divine guidance and direction. Ask to be shown what to do and when to do it. Ask, what is needed to be known by me right now? What do I need to know right now? You know, what is mine to do right now? We don't usually ask those questions. We see what's happening out here and we get caught up. Mm-mm. What is mine to do? What do I need to know about this situation, this circumstance? And, you know, what we can say, not only what is mine to do, but show me the way, right? Show me what to do. Sometimes you have to ask, show me, God. Show me the way to move through this. Show me what's needed right now. And make it plain. Make it plain so I don't miss it. Because sometimes it has, for me, it's got to be right up here. Because I've had it right up here and I've still not seen it. So make it plain. See, just what we have to understand is that Spirit can speak to us and comes to us in a myriad of ways. The Spirit of truth is not limited in how it's going to reveal itself to us. And it comes in many ways. But it might take practice for us to recognize, well, how does Spirit speak to me? And in what way might I be getting my answer? See, practicing that. If you've never gone to God, if you're not connected, you might not know. But as we get familiar with working with Spirit, being in the flow of Spirit, asking and then receiving, we begin to understand how Spirit might move to us and through each of us. We begin to be familiar with the way in which Spirit communicates, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, show me the way. Show me what I need to have done. Now, it may come, this guidance, it can come in a number of ways, and it's not the same for everybody. It's not the same for you. It may come as a clear thought, just a clear message or a clear impression. Maybe it'll come as some strong feeling that you have or an emotional energy that there's an emotional shift that you might be feeling and that's flowing through you. Maybe it's coming as synchronicities. You notice, boy, this odd thing has happened, and what are the chances that these two things would happen at this time? It could be God. It could be guided. So looking for synchronicities. It could be visible signs, you know, that come. You could be driving in the car, and you had a question, but all of a sudden the truck in front of you has the answer. It could come through a commercial. I mean, I look for it everywhere. And I receive it in a number of ways. I don't limit how God can do it. He can have a person come up in the store and say something to me that, that's the answer. Thank you, God. Right? In a number of ways, it could come through repeated patterns. Why does this keep coming to me? Because you are not getting the message. So what we want to do is, you know, how it comes, we're going to work with as we practice and working with Spirit. But the important thing to know is that when you ask, the answer or guidance will be given. When you ask, the answer and guidance will be given. Now, don't get hung up in the timing because it may not come in your time, right? You may think, I'm listening, Lord. I need to hear the big booming voice. Sylvia, make a left, you know, do this. It might not come like that, but it will come. It will come. And so that's our task, is to recognize that I'm always being divinely guided. And when I ask for guidance, guidance is there. Now, there's a clearer way for us to really start practicing and getting divine guidance, a more expedient way to receive this divine guidance, and that is through our intuitive nature, through our intuition. Now, I want to be clear. Intuition is not guessing. Intuition is not having a hunch or a gut feeling. See, those are commercialized definitions. And as metaphysicians, stop it. We don't need to be going around and say, I got a hunch or a gut feeling or whatever. Mm-mm. No. Not with spiritual intuition. You don't need to guess. When you are experiencing spiritual intuition, there is no guessing. It is what we call divine or direct knowing. There is a knowing, a divine knowing, a direct knowing. It's when you know that you know without the interference of the mind, without the interference of your thoughts and your chatter and your this and your figure and the intellect. All those things are tools and they're nice, but that's not what is involved in spiritual intuition, direct knowing. This is a powerful thing. Because it's what I call a direct impartation from on high, a spiritual download, see? And we're given those all the time, but we're not recognizing them. But when you get a spiritual download, there's no thinking, there's no feeling, there's not even any sensing, there's only knowing. And we're not practicing, recognize, I just know, I know this, I know. So as metaphysicians and as light bearers, we've got to get to this level of receiving divine guidance. The other ways are true. We're going to ask. We're going to look. We're going to listen. But when you advance, when you're in the advanced stage, because we got to up-level our game, right? We got to be ready to know, to get a divine impartation and revelation, and not to second-guess it, not to fear it, not to go blabbing it all over to everybody, because sometimes it's just for you to know. Because when you tell others about what you know, they are going to sow seeds of what? Doubt, confusion. It ain't for them. It's for you. So we have to recognize, it's like, oh, I have a divine knowing. And that is our spiritual download. We're getting a revelation, an impartation. And a revelation is when God chooses to reveal itself in and through you, in and through a situation that nobody else has to convince you. Nobody else can tell you. You know it has been revealed to you. I like when Jesus was asking the disciples, who do men say that I am? And everybody was saying, oh, with Elias and this one and that one. And then Peter said, well, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And he said, ooh, blessed are you, because flesh and blood did not tell you that, it was revealed to you by my Father. God is revealing things to us constantly that are for us. So we want to get ourselves at the level where we start tuning in to this divine vibration so that we don't have to question. We simply know, and we know what to do. And so to activate this intuitive aspect of our being, we need to spend time in the silence. Time being open and receptive to the Spirit. Letting Spirit impart. Letting Spirit download. Letting Spirit reveal. Letting Spirit heal. Letting Spirit transform. Letting the Spirit move in us. And move us as we need to be moved. And the more time you spend in meditation, your vibratory channels begin to cleanse themselves out of all the debris. You know, the more you spend time in meditation, which is the allowing then for Spirit. Again, I'm talking meditation and not prayer. We do both, but prayer is the asking and the talking and the affirming, but time in the silence to receive. Get that energy flowing. And the more we do it, the more it will be revealed to us. And the more we will be blessed in what we're doing. So as practicing light bearers, you know, this is our inner work. Our inner work is to keep our channels open, keep them ready to receive. And if we are so focused on what's happening out here, keep an eye. You got to have your eye out. I got my good eye about what's going on out here. Okay? But I also am not letting it consume me, because it'll clog up my channels. And see, it'll clog up my ability for me to hear what is mine to do, because I'm so busy hearing what you're saying and what they're saying, what this news. Got to shut all that out. And I've asked, if there's something for me to know, the Spirit's going to bring it to me. If they're invading the country and we need to pack up and go, and I haven't been looking at the news, somehow I'm going to know about it. Because the Spirit will reveal it to me. And tell me, Sylvia, get up, move, do this, turn that on. This is the way I'm working now, with being in the flow, so that I'm trusting the process. But I'm not going to immerse myself in this low vibration, but I will know what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And so we've got to be able to move. The energy is moving. Move on a dime, right? Move whenever we can. We don't want to be thrown off track. And if we're out here, we can't afford to be thrown off track or constantly just triggered and worried about things and reactionary. No. I'm going to know what to do. I'm going to respond with the clear direction from Spirit. So stop ruminating over the problem. Stop ruminating over what is taking place. Stop succumbing to the fear. Stop wallowing in the doubt and worry. Don't do all of that. Simply get to work. Be a doer. What is mine to do in this moment? What is my contribution to make? What is it that I need to do to keep myself on track? How do I need to function to bless my family? What is mine to do? Ask, ask, ask. Then what? Listen, listen, listen. Then look for the directions, look for the answers, and it will all be revealed. Now, once we get to the, you know, the asking, the seeking, the finding, the letting, once you know what to do, then you have to do it. Do not seek spiritual guidance if you do not plan to act on it. Don't do that. It says here that when the Spirit of Truth, when you're asking the Spirit of Truth, what you're really asking is the Holy Spirit. Those two names are interchangeable. The Spirit of Truth, the Helper, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And when you ask the Holy Spirit to move, you are asking to be moved. When you're asking the Holy Spirit to clear the way, to make things plain, to bring something to fruition, to change my situation, my circumstance, to bring about healing, whatever it is. But when you ask the Holy Spirit, you better expect to be moved. Because the Holy Spirit is the moving force of God in action. So you can't ask the Holy Spirit to do something, and then you sit, and that's where our struggle comes, and the conflict comes, and the pain and suffering, because we're still asking for change and holding on to the situations. We want to change, but we want everything to stay the same. Mm-mm. When you ask for the Holy Spirit to move, you're going to have to get rid of some things, move in a new direction, have some things coming through. Things are going to change. It's about change. And so we can't be fearful of it. And so when you ask the Holy Spirit to move, you're asking it to put you into the field of divine right action. You're asking for things to move so that things to be healed, things to be transformed, things to be made aright, things to be made anew. You're asking for change and for the strength and the ability to handle the change, to move through it, to be centered in the midst of transformation. This is all transformation, and it's uncomfortable. We are birthing something, and it's tight, and it's uncomfortable, and we're being squeezed. It don't feel good, but oh, the end result is going to be fabulous. We will be birthed into a new situation, a new circumstance, a new situation. So, you know, things are changing rapidly. Our world, even in our personal situations, I wake up, I don't know what will be happening, but I'm ready, okay. It may catch me off guard for a minute. I'm like, whoa, what is this now? Okay, but I've run. I can't stay there too long, right? Things are changing in the church. This change is happening. So we don't want to be polarized. We don't want to be paralyzed. And we don't want to be stuck. We want to be able to move with the Spirit. What's that old song? So when the Spirit says sing, I'm going to sing. When the Spirit says move, I'm going to move. When the Spirit says pray, I'm going to pray. You got to be able to do that. And divine guidance helps us to do that. Helps us to know without the questioning mind, the fearful heart, what is mine to do? What is needed by me right now? Which direction? What step should I take? The Bible says our steps are known and ordered, right? So if they're known and ordered, hey, reveal to me my steps. What's my next step? Now don't go jumping off way down over there in the future. All you need is what? This next step. You need the strength to take the next step. What is before me, right? Don't try to go all the way down. Now, it said in the Bible here that the Holy Spirit could even reveal to us the future. If you want to go in and jump into that, that's fine. But I say stay in the present and ask immediately, what is it that I need to do here and now? Keeps you a little bit more centered. What is mine to do? Seek that knowing, seek that guidance, and then go with it. Act on it, flow with it, trust it. And this is where intuition comes in. If you're not practicing and receiving intuitive guidance, then you're always unsure. Is this, should I do this? Or you're questioning. No. Begin to ask and go with what you get. Ask, and so as you practice it, all of a sudden you can trust it. You know how spirit will begin to move through you. So this is the process for us to do, because life may be taking us in entirely new directions, right? And ways, and trying things and experiencing things we've never done before, in states we've never been in. But if our consciousness is steady, if our light is fixed on the light of God, if our energy is open and receptive to this truth, if our heart is open and everything is placed, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If you can get yourself stayed on the light, in the light, on the truth, then you'll know how to move. You'll know what directions to take. So let me hear you affirm. I am ready for change.
I am ready for change.
I can move with the speed of light.
I can move with the speed of light.
I am resourceful.
I am resourceful.
Resilient.
Resilient.
And ready.
And ready.
Is that true?
Yes.
Blessings. Namaste. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Blessings. Special music. Yes.